Joining us now, Phil Bruno. He's running for the Utica Common Council 6th Ward seat. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
And you're the endorsed Republican candidate, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, I am. Yep, for the 6th Ward.
And running against Lori Arcuri, who joined us earlier this morning. She's currently the council at large.
Yes.
One of the three.
Yep.
She's running for the 6th Ward because she said that she doesn't really want to run a citywide council race, and she'd rather, you know, tone it back and focus in on North Utica. So, Phil, tell us about you. Introduce yourself to the public, because this is your first time in the political arena.
Yes, it is. It's my first time, Mark. Well, I live in the 6th Ward. I live over in in the North Utica part of the ward. I'm married. I got 3 kids, and I have a vested interest in the 6th Ward. I'm a small business owner. I'm a taxpayer, and I see a lot of things going on that I want to change.
Yeah.
I moved here many years ago, and I chose North Utica, as my home. And I see things, and I hear concerns, and I want to make some changes.
What are you doing for Mother's Day? Any big plans?
It's a secret.
She's probably listening. Yeah, smart answer. So you want to run? You want to get in there? What? So it's a lot of people are hesitant to get into politics these days, and especially in the city of Utica, because it could get pretty nasty. But so, what were the specific reasons that motivated you to jump in?
Well, being a committeeman, I've listened to the people going to the North Utica neighborhood meetings. There's concerns. There's things that aren't being handled. And, a lot of people just talk about things.
Yeah.
So I could just talk about it, but instead I decided to do something about it, and I decided to run. I've actually been working at this for a couple years now, and I'm ready. I'm excited, and, we're gonna make some changes that I know the people want.
It's interesting this year, across the whole city spectrum in elections, there's a lot of new faces that want to get in and make a difference. And you were the first one to announce, and it was like, okay, who's this Phil Bruno guy? So what do you do in your private life? You're a business owner. What business?
I own a consulting company.
Oh, okay.
Northeast Dealer Consultants and the Auto Lister. Just a small little background here. Northeast Dealer Consultants, we work with local car dealers in New York, also in Vermont. And, we provide different types of services for them. And the Auto Lister, we sell classic cars on eBay for people.
Yeah, which is probably pretty good business.
Oh, right? It is.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for about going on 7 years.
Wow, nice. So you're pretty established in your private life.
Yeah.
And so, this is just a way for you to get involved in the community. And I think I commend you, because you hear people complain all the time, and they complain and they complain and they complain. And it's like, well, dude, why don't you just run for office? And they say, well, I don't want the headaches of running for office. Then you're not going to really make any significant changes just complaining all the time.
Right.
So that sounds like what happened in your case, that you wanted to actually jump into politics and make a difference for North Utica. And you don't hear a lot of a lot about North Utica in the news or at these meetings.
Well, the first thing I want to do, I want to comment on the whole North Utica. The 6th Ward is... It's not just North Utica.
It's East
Utica.
Yep.
And it's North Utica. And, in the past 24 hours, I've heard, that seems to be forgotten. But that's important, that it is East and it is North. It's one ward. And I want to make that clear. To make changes, it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's nothing that I jumped into quick. I put a lot of thought behind it. I feel that if we want to make changes, we got to stop putting the same people in different positions, because you're just going to get the same
mm-hmm.
results. And that's kind of where I want to go with this.
How do you feel that Dick Lawler currently holds these seats? He's not seeking re-election, and I just found it interesting that Lori would jump right back into... I thought it was interesting that she was not running for at-large, but she was instead running for 6th Ward. How do you think they've both done so far representing your district? It's kind of a loaded question, I know. But
it's a loaded question, Mark.
I mean, because Dick, you don't hear much from Dick Lawler at the council meetings or in the news or proposing. His biggest thing was proposing a $1.6 million recreation park, which still doesn't make any sense, and I don't get that. But that was his big, proposal.
From what I understand on that, that's kind of off the table now. We're handling all the flooding issues.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure it was ever on the table for a lot of these people, but
you know. Right now, Mark, I think that we need to concentrate on fixing the Sixth Ward, bringing new jobs in. We need to do different things because, the condition of, the city isn't great now. The city image is falling, the roads, there's no jobs, the young people are leaving. These are the things that we need to fix. It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah.
I think that some people think that. As far as the current, the current common council, well, we got to kind of look at the results. What are the results that we're seeing? I'm hearing a lot of complaints, so that kind of tells me one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to make a change to that.
And so wrapping up, what would you want people to take away and know about you? What do you want people to think of when they hear your name, Phil Bruno?
Well, I want people to know that I'm going to be committed, focused to the Sixth Ward. Like I said before, it is one ward. Now is not the time to be stepping back. We need to step up and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixth Ward is not a place it's not an easier job than the at-large position.
Right.
It's definitely not. It needs a lot of attention. And I'm going to give it the attention. I'm going to step up and fight for the Sixth Ward 110%.
And the websites or anything? You got anything up and running yet?
www.electphilbruno.com.
I like simple websites like
that's
that.
That's it.
Because when you throw in numbers and everything like that, it kind of confuses people. Phil Bruno, the endorsed Republican candidate for the Sixth Ward and for the Common Council position in the city of Utica. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure meeting you, and I hope everybody out there really checks out your website. So that's about it. Thank you.
Yep.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to be. It looks like it's Phil. It's nice out, so get out there. You a golfer at all?
I try.
Me too. That's where I'm getting my mom for Mother's Day is around the golf with me. That's a terrible idea, isn't it? I don't know how well it would go.
I don't know how good that will go.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to get back in. We have Elaine Damski is in the wings.